fellow Zambians is that I'm not incorrigible. This simply means that I can be corrected. And for me, with this new team you see in UCA, it's an opportunity to correct the wrongs that happened under my watch when I was president. And I said it elsewhere, and I will say it again at the expense of monotony, that I'll have to learn from those who are criticizing us, and I also have a chance to tell them, those who will be leading, that this is where we went wrong as PF. So I have the benefit of the old and the new. So I can tell you that the issue of cadreism is one of the items identified as needing immediate attention in the new government from 2026 onwards. And I think I was standing there to say, you can't do this because this is what brought PF down.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Agreement finally reached on Edgar Lungu's repatriation and funeral. Chinese national dies after altercation with fellow Chinese in Chingola. And in global news, Air India plane crash death toll rises to 270. The Phoenix FM News. After protracted negotiations between the family of late former President Edgar Lungu and government, an agreement has been reached to repatriate the remains of Zambia's sixth president on Wednesday, June 18, 2025, via a private charter. Speaking at a joint press briefing in Johannesburg, South Africa, family spokesperson Makhebi Zulu disclosed that the body will first lie in state at Mr. Lungu's private residence in Chifwema, Chongwe District, before burial scheduled for Monday, June 23, 2025. Mr. Zulu explained that the remains of the former head of state will be available for body viewing at Mulungushi International Conference Center from Thursday to Saturday, each day between 09 hours and 16 hours, in the presence of a family representative and his aide de camp. He has clarified that the prolonged discussions were solely intended to honor the late president's personal wishes and apologized to Zambians for the delay in reaching an agreement.
The two parties have since agreed to honoring the following undertakings, with each party giving and taking so that it could come to a common compromise. And the following has been the compromise: that the body of the late President Lungu shall be transported together with the family from Lanseria Airport in South Africa to Zambia on Wednesday, 18th June 2025, using a private charter made available to the family by well-wishers. Secondly, that following the arrival and receipt of the body by family members in Lusaka, full military honors will be conducted at the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport, after which the body shall be taken to the funeral house in Chifwema, where it will lie instead. The family hopes that this outcome will bring this matter to a close.
At the same briefing, Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa announced that President Hakainde Hichilema has extended the period of national mourning by 9 days from today, June 15th, to June 23, 2025, which will be burial day. Mr. Kangwa also confirmed that the state funeral at Mulungushi Conference Center will be presided over by President Hichilema and the service by Archbishop Alec Banda.
So the passage was with the full knowledge
of the government of the Republic of Zambia, and no officer was given any instruction to stand in the way of the coming of the president. Now, in accordance with the family's wishes and the dignity befitting the service of the fifth president to our nation, a state funeral shall be held and shall be presided over by the president of the Republic of Zambia, Ms. Hakainde Hichilema, culminating in the former president's burial on Monday, 23rd June 2025. The president of the Republic of Zambia, Ms. Hakainde Hichilema, has officially extended the mourning period by 9 days from today.
A Chinese national in his mid-age has died after a fight with a fellow Chinese in Chingola town on the Copper Belt. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Tepia Siandenge has confirmed the incident, stating that it occurred after a drinking spree and the deceased succumbed to injuries sustained during the altercation. Ms. Siandenge has said in a statement that police in Chingola are waiting to uncover details of the incident. He, however, disclosed that the Chinese individuals who took the body to the hospital are reportedly uncooperative, claiming ignorance of the incident. Mr. Siandenge says the deceased's body is currently at Kitu Teaching Hospital mortuary. Patriotic Front Acting President Given Luvinda says he is ready to be arrested for speaking out on the funeral of former President Edgar Lungu. This follows President Hakainde Hichilema's warning that individuals making inflammatory comments on social media would face consequences after the funeral. Addressing mourners at the PF Secretariat in Indola, Mr. Luvinda stated that he is ready to be the first individual to be arrested, stressing that the PF is committed to defending its stance and supporters. Mr. Luvinda has since encouraged party members to remain steadfast, united and peaceful as they mourn the late former head of state, who will be put to rest on June 23rd, 2025.
They shall come to us and threaten us. Now they are threatening us. But after the burial, they will start arresting us. And I tell them that I am the first one to be arrested. We must feel the pain that a man who works for this country dies in exile.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has intercepted an interlink truck carrying 32 bulk trucks, tanks and 40 drums of smuggled alcohol ethanol at the Zawa checkpoint in Livingston. ZRA manager Corporate Communications Oliver Nzala says the truck and its cargo were immediately escorted to the ZRA Enforcement Center in Livingston for thorough verification, which confirmed the consignment as smuggled goods. Mr. Nzala says the smuggling of the 32 tanks by 1,000 liters per tank, 40 drums by 210 liters of ethanol and 10 buckets by 25 kg of aluminium powder have a revenue loss of 1.3 million kwacha. He says the entire consignment of ethanol and the truck which entered Zambia through the Kazungula border have been seized.
So this truck that we are seeing here has 32 valve tanks. And then we also have the 40 by 210 liter drum that are included, together with the Mosaic aluminium powder. These are 10 by 25. So the Zambia Revenue Authority again would like to come to the public and remind all taxpayers, including the general public, that cases of smuggling, we are aware that they are on the right, and the authority is putting everything in place to ensure that we work with various stakeholders to bring this to an end.
The Institute of Directors of Zambia, IODZ, has challenged the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, to enhance transparency and accountability in the appointment of boards and chief executive officers. In an interview with Phoenix News Institute, President Miriam Chiaba says the current trend where appointments appear to bypass open and competitive processes raises governance concerns, especially among parastatal bodies. Ms. Chiaba notes that recent developments in some state-owned enterprises suggest a lack of adherence to best practices, including the absence of vacancy advertisements and